Trevor Noah lambasts Biden over report Saudis ignored his call, this would have never happened to Trump. Never. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 12, 2022. Joe Biden White House officials denied a Wall Street Journal report that leaders of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, UAE, refused to take the president's phone calls. Still, Daily Show host Trevor Noah said even if the reports weren't true, this would have never happened to Donald Trump. Never, because the 45th president kept international leaders on their toes. Apparently, Saudi Arabia won't even pick up the phone for the president of the United States, Noah said, reacting to a Wall Street Journal report noting that Biden has tried and failed to get a hold of the leaders of Saudi Arabia and the UAE while he looks to import oil from other countries. That must have been really embarrassing for Biden, the talk show host added. Can you imagine? He phones them, and they don't pick up. Watch below. Now, according to the White House, this story is totally untrue, Noah continued. They deny it. Which I would, too. But either way, man, there is no denying that Saudi Arabia isn't playing ball with Joe Biden. And you know what, you can say what you want, but this would have never happened to Donald Trump. Never, he added. Noah went on to say that no one was ever ignoring Donald Trump's calls. Because if you ignored Donald Trump's calls, you didn't know how he would respond. Maybe he'd send an angry tweet, or maybe he'd just, ban your country from everything. You don't know, Noah said. That's why I bet in these situations, Biden actually wishes that he could hire Trump to step in as president wildcard. You know? He added. Just keep everyone on their toes. Because if Trump was calling, you best believe the UAE, they'll be racing to pick up the phone. President Joe Biden's approval rating has sunk to 39% as the national average gas price hit a record high for the fourth straight day, a Rasmussen poll revealed on Thursday. On Tuesday, Biden shrugged at the high gas prices, just hours after promising Americans he would do whatever it took to lower them. Can't do much right now, the president told reporters when asked about the spike in gas prices. Russia is responsible. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.